Normally, you would need a paddle to get to the middle of Horsetooth Reservoir just west of Fort Collins, but at only 40% full, you can almost walk there.
So now, on a good year, would we be underwater right now?
Yes.
Brian Werner is with Northern Water, the agency that manages the largest reservoir here in northern Colorado. The drought's impact on Horsetooth has been dramatic. Along the shoreline, concrete boat ramps that are normally submerged clearly stand out.
Are we going to hit the end of this concrete? It looks like we might.
Yes.
And the dirt where the water line should be is cracked and muddy.
You do reach a point where even this boat ramp was not usable the entire boating season, if you will, this year.
Early data for November shows reservoirs statewide at 43% capacity. Normally, they should be at 61%. But despite the seemingly dire levels at Horsetooth, Werner says northern Colorado's supply going into next year remains in better shape than the last massive drought in 2002.
Part of that had to do why we were in much worse shape then than we are now is because that drought started in 99. So we had 99, 2000, 2001 before we hit 2002 with bad water years.
Right.
Okay. So we were going into 02, which was the worst year we've ever had on record, in not a very good place. Okay.
Werner says this year was tolerable because the state was coming off a wet year, but without an average snow season and with snowpack currently just 38% of average, the pattern leading up to 2002 could repeat itself. And right now, forecast models aren't looking that good, says state climatologist Nolan Duskin.
In terms of prospects for what these next few months may hold, the weather patterns haven't shed their clues very well.
Duskin says an average winter would go a long way in bringing reservoir levels back to normal in northern Colorado. However, there's a bit of a caveat.
What happens in the spring has such a bearing on our situation. And this past spring, 2012, we saw that in action when the spring storms failed to materialize, because it's spring storms at lower elevations that replenish soil moisture, get the vegetation off to a good start, and reduce the need for spring irrigation, and don't put that pressure on our reservoirs.
Clearly, there are a lot of what-ifs right now when it comes to forecasting both the weather and Colorado's water outlook for 2013.
We were practically full in May.
Okay. Back at Horsetooth Reservoir, Brian Werner of Northern Water isn't so concerned about the immediate future, but down the road, he's not so sure.
In the water business, we're always looking beyond the next year, so we're looking at 2014 right now with a wary eye, if you will, saying that if we don't have some good snowpack this year, we're going to put much more pressure on our storage reservoirs.
There are thousands of reservoirs around the state, and all need mountain snow and the subsequent spring runoff to be replenished. But Northern Water is confident they can deliver to their 850,000 customers in 2013, partly due to contingency plans and its massive infrastructure for obtaining water.
A quarter to a third of the total water supply in northeastern Colorado comes from the West Slope through the Colorado Big Thompson Project system. And that infrastructure, again, that water's coming from 150, 200 miles away to get into a tap in a school in Greeley or in Loveland or Longmont or Boulder, or pick any one of the 33 different cities and towns that get water from the project.
Even so, Werner says more stringent water restrictions and conservation measures would likely have to be implemented if winter storms fail to materialize. Right now, the West could see above average precipitation, but it also has an equal chance of seeing normal or below average winter snow. And that has water managers like Brian Werner not only dreaming of a white Christmas, but a white January, February, and March. For KUNC, I'm Nathan Heffel.